Mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law. Lawman is putting an end to my running, and I'm so far from my home.
Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. I'm yours truly, Attorney Todd L. Levitt. Nick, we're back.
We're back. We never left.
We never left.
No, we didn't.
This is a new show, and we say the same thing every week. We never leave the studio.
That's true.
I'm waiting for my rock show. Todd's Rock Block on 98.5 UPS. I'm going to rock all day long.
I know you're waiting for that.
I'm really
one
waiting
day.
For that.
One day.
What a huge show.
Yes, a huge show.
No. Nikki, we thought last week's show was huge, where we spoke and talked about the new Michigan Medical Licensing Act.
Yep.
This show is going to contain some of that same information and then a whole other direction.
Yes, it is.
I'm
excited about this direction.
No, this is a really good direction. So throughout the show, we are going to be talking about the act and giving the audience some more information, but a friend of mine, she's the regional director of the International Mountain Bike Association. Mountain Biking Association? Mountain Biking Association. I should know that. I'm a member. Melissa Workman, who's the regional director of the International Mountain Biking Association, is in the studio and will be joining us throughout the entire show.
Yes, she will.
Because we have started a chapter here in mid-Michigan.
That's great.
And I am stoked. Because I dream about biking every night.
I know you do.
No, I wake up sweating, I burn calories, I got to recarb up and everything. But before we start the show.
Yes.
I have an issue.
Of course.
This is the most annoying issue, and it's ongoing as we speak.
All right.
Woke up this morning.
Okay.
If you sleep, that's a natural thing to do.
Yes.
And I put on my socks.
Okay.
And some shoes.
Okay.
Nice athletic shoe. Very comfortable.
All right.
Which, who cares, right?
Okay, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Okay,
like
just
Facebook,
saying.
Who cares? It's the Facebook thing. Who cares?
Okay.
And I'm actually a boot. It's more of a boot. So I got the boot. And I'm walking throughout my house, getting ready to leave, you know, hugging the dogs, making sure they have water. And then I noticed something that's just really annoying. I felt a coin on my foot. A coin.
Okay.
Did you ever put on a shoe or boot and there's a coin in there?
No, I've never experienced money in my shoe.
Nikki.
Honestly, Nikki. I have never had a coin in my shoe. A piece of dog food.
Nick.
But not a coin.
Nick. You're saying in your entire existence, you have never put on a shoe, a boot, or any type of thing on your foot, a sock, and because it was on the floor, there just happened to be a coin in there?
Honestly, no. Never a coin in my shoe.
We'll talk to Melissa about this. So you're the one.
I've had dog food in my shoe.
We're not talking about dog food or my fish, okay? We're talking about bikes and law on the show today.
Okay.
And the International Mountain Biking Association here in a minute. But so now my boots are already strapped up tight, and it's double tied because I have to double tie it because for some reason I never learned how to tie one tie tight.
I'm just saying. All right.
And I'm annoyed because I can feel it on my foot, and I'm thinking, okay, let me just see if I can move my foot around to move the coin. It didn't work.
To a comfortable spot, right?
But I'm too lazy to go and remove the coin and take my boot off because I had to get to the studio.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, okay, maybe I can deal with this till I get to the studio. So then I leave the house, I get into the truck, and I can't deal with it. So what do? I sit down, and I take my boot off.
Okay.
And there's no coin there. So I'm thinking, okay, this doesn't make any sense. So I put the boot back on. Now I'm back in the car.
Right.
And then I feel the coin again. I go, something's not right. It was in the sock. The coin was in the sock.
All right. I'm not even going to ask how it got there.
I sleep in a sleeping bag. Sometimes I sleep in a tent in my bedroom. The listeners know that because I'm an outdoor guy. I'm a guy. I don't live with my mother anymore. I throw my socks on the floor, clean or dirty. So apparently I had a sock on the floor that was by itself, and it was just on the floor, and coinage must have dropped into the sock, and it was annoying me. So I had to pull the coin out of the sock.
Okay.
And I'm just saying I'm annoyed by it right now.
I can see that.
Because I have ghost pains on my right foot as if the cold coin is still there.
Okay.
That's my complaint.
All right.
What a huge... No, it's a true story.
I still can't understand how it got inside the sock.
It was inside the sock. Huge shout out, by the way.
Okay.
My buddy Todd Wakely. I haven't given Todd. I love Todd. Frank Bailey. Big shout out to the Wakelys. Frank Bailey. My good buddy Chase Marchand.
Okay.
Marchand. Good guy. Chase Marchand. Big shout out to Chase. Chase is a general manager. I was going to say proprietor, which he is, of the Centennial Hall here in Mount Pleasant. Great hall for weddings,
oh, nice.
Banquets, Christmas parties, Centennial Hall.
Okay.
Love that place. Good buddy Chase and, you know, Mike Killian, my buddy Michael Killian over at the Comfort Inn.
Yes. Great guy. Yes.
Love you, Killian. You're a good man. So shameless plugs right there for those guys. All right. What do we got going on here today, Nikki? Look at all this.
A lot of papers.
Nikki, let's move on from that story. It's a true story, and you're the only individual in the whole world who's never had a coin in their soccer shoe. So let's get to the show. We have a lot of law to talk about throughout the show as Melissa joins us for this show. But first, I want to introduce my friend. She's the regional director of the International Mountain Biking Association, Melissa Workman. Melissa, welcome to the show.
Hello, Todd. Thanks for having me.
We have been conversating for quite some time, and I'm honored to have you in studio to do the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to talk about biking with you. I do not have money in my sock.
Have you ever had a coin in your sock?
I haven't, but I have a terrible fear I'm going to put my foot in a shoe and there's going to be a mouse in there.
You know what? I have
terrible.
No idea what you're wearing right now, but we can arrange that. We can have a pet store.
I do not want a mouse in my shoe.
Not a real or plastic.
Neither.
For Halloween. I don't
Nothing
blame you.
In my shoe.
I understand that fear. I do. No. But the reason we have you on the show, obviously, you know, I'm a huge mountain biker. I'm a fat biker, 29er. But we have a lot of listeners who are very active. They do the road biking. They do, you know, they do every rail to trails, just biking. I'm a fan of pedaling.
Yeah, two wheels, four wheels, but two wheels. If you're going out and you're using your body to propel that, I'm a big fan.
So let's talk about what exactly, first let's talk about what you do as regional director and what is the IMBA?
Sure. The International Mountain Biking Association is based in Boulder, Colorado. We currently represent over 40,000 members across the country, and then we also have international locations. We have 200 chapters, over 500 clubs, and about 200 corporate sponsors. And our main mission is to advocate for trail access and responsible trail stewardship, build sustainable trails, educate people about the importance of building sustainable trails and trail etiquette, and then to inspire people to get out and enjoy the outdoors through mountain biking.
You know, it's just a healthy thing to be part of. Mm-hmm. So how did you get in? I'm a member of the association, and we've launched a Mid-Michigan Mount Pleasant chapter, which I'm honored to be one of the founding members of with your guidance. So if anybody's interested in being a member and you hear this show and you want information, call my office. You have the number 989-772-6000. We'll give out more information how you can become a member. Do you have to be a biker to be a member?
You don't have to be a biker. You have to like a biker or like trails and really believe in access to trails. And I will say that a lot of our trails, we have over 1,100 miles of trail in Michigan, and is not only trail for mountain biking, but multi-use trail. So we really love other users of trails like trail runners and bird watchers and hikers. And there's a lot of opportunity for us all to work together to create great places outside.
I'm an advocate to get off the highways, get out of your houses.
Yeah.
Nikki and I talk about this all the time. Go for a walk, go for a bike, live.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're on a bike, and if you're a hunter, as a lot of our listeners are, outdoor men and women, you see things that most people don't get to see on a daily basis. You get to see how the leaves fall from the trees.
Absolutely.
And the birds interact with each other. Well, as a biker, we get to see those same things. We get to smell the smell. We get to see the deer runs. We get to see animals. It's just such a beautiful, and you're healthy at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, so. I love it. And this, I don't know if you've noticed this fall, there's a ton of mushrooms everywhere, and they're crazy, all sorts of crazy kinds.
I am a defense attorney, so we have to be careful when we talk about that. No, you mean like
mushrooms that are growing up out of the ground
I'm
and on
saying,
trees.
I'm just saying, I had a coin in my shoe this morning. Morel mushrooms.
Morel mushrooms, of course, in the spring, but right now there's crazy mushrooms. They look like they came out of like a Tim Burton scene.
They're yellow, they're all
orange,
different colors,
weird.
Crazy.
Drippy, big round umbrella. I don't know, I'm fascinated, so I keep stopping and taking pictures, and then I don't get anywhere, but
that's
okay
though.
It's all good.
Because those mushrooms are beautiful and someone should take a picture of them and share them.
Right.
I'm just saying.
I am that person.
You are that person. You're Melissa Workman, Regional Director of International Mountain Biking Association, which we are now a chapter here in Mount Pleasant. So we're asking all the listeners out there, if you know someone, including yourselves, who love biking or pedaling and enjoy the outdoors and you want to get active in this chapter, contact my office at the law office here and we'll give you some more information and all the great things we're going to be doing. We have to go to break, but when we come back from break, I have to give an update here before we continue on these new licensing act laws here, the Marijuana Facilities Licensing Act. So we're going to mix that in with some biking talk. So
Sounds good.
We'll be right back in a minute.
Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law. Lawman is putting an end to my running and I'm so far from my home.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Coming back strong 2 weeks in a row, Nick, with sticks. And we started the show with sticks. A lot of feedback on sticks. I love sticks. Love that song. Hey, we're joined this morning, and we will be all day here, at least for the length of this show. Melissa Workman's in studio, and she's the regional director for the International Mountain Biking Association. And before we get back to Melissa, I want to give an update here on the Marijuana Facilities Licensing Act. I want to thank Hays Township, Supervisor Acton, and all the board members who invited me to speak at their public meeting last Tuesday up in Harrison. It was such an honor. A great group of men and women that run that township up there. And they do a great job. I met a lot of nice citizens there, Nick. My friend Nola was there, who used to be the probation officer at the Harrison District Court. It was great seeing Nola. Under Sheriff Mijanowski, he's a good friend. He does an amazing job up there with, and everybody up there, just a wonderful group of men and women who run that township. And, you know, townships are very important. They help run our municipalities. I'm sort of redundant there, but I really appreciate the opportunity to speak at Hays Township. Great people up there, so thank you. Hey, quick update. In regard to townships, I highly recommend if there's any men and women out there who are involved in government or, you know, civics in your local communities, it's very important that you contact your city attorney or someone like myself who's happy to consult and advise you under these new laws that are taking place. And the municipalities, by the way, are going to be able to take part in what's called a medical marijuana excise fund, E-X-C-I-S-E, excise fund. I'm probably not saying that right, into which 60% of the funds are distributed locally to the local communities. And how this works is the medical marijuana fund, there's a generated 3% tax on all the gross retail receipts of all the provisioning centers, which are dispensaries, at the close of each fiscal year located in your community. So there's actually a financial benefit to these townships and municipalities to allow the dispensaries and cultivators and other businesses to flourish in your communities, because they're going to be able to share in the statewide funds. So that's a good thing. And the municipalities may also impose an annual fee of no more than $5,000 to each individual that does have a license in their community. So big update there on part of the law signed by the governor that takes place 90 days thereafter, which was September 21st, which is then December, I think 22nd, it takes effect. But then it's a year later, December 2017, when the public can start to apply for licensing to obtain one of those facilities, grow operations, transportations, you know, processors, and testing facilities. So again, I'm a specialist in that area, so folks, give me a call. There, we'll get back to some more of that later on in the show. I have more updates, but let's get back to Melissa. Melissa Workman from the International Mountain Biking Association. How did you get into being part of such a great association?
Well, all roads led to this position for me. It was actually, my background is in nonprofit leadership and management, but I also used to have a race promotion company. And I have been
racing,
cycling primarily, a little bit of running, but I have been a cyclist. I'm a recovering triathlete, a recovering road racer. And I started mountain biking about 7 years ago and just left everything else behind. So this position came open at a really serendipitous time for me. I was looking for something a little different. And it is great because it kind of incorporates every bit of experience and skill set that I have. I love it. So I get to travel all over the state and help chapters and talk about biking and advocacy.
So your full-time job is to advocate on behalf of bikers across the state of Michigan.
Yeah.
Those who are not even members. And I would actually, you know, advocate and tell the listening public, if you're into biking and if you're not into biking, but you support what bikers stand for, just as, look, I don't have a motorcycle or a Harley, but I'm a big supporter of everyone on two wheels and a big supporter of biker safety as it regards to bikes and motorcyclists, because we have to look out for our men and women on those motorcycles. But you can still become a member of the IMBA.
Absolutely.
So please join.
Yeah. In our work, our advocacy work, both nationally and statewide, really goes outside of mountain biking a lot. So we're very involved in working with the League of Michigan Bicyclists. Right now, we're trying to help get a vulnerable rider law passed. We're helping to enforce a 5-foot passing lane across the state so that cars are safely going around cyclists. As you know, this has been a terrible year.
Horrible.
For deaths among road cyclists. And we as mountain bikers are often on the road, or we know people are on the road. So we partner well beyond our mountain biking community, and that also extends to conservation efforts. We're huge partners of the Michigan DNR, of a lot of the land conservancies across the state, and we really like to come to the table and build sustainable trail, but also help them look at their property and how it can be better maintained.
There's no reason that bikers, hikers, bird enthusiastic, enthusiastic people, it's early, I have a coin in my shoe, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I understand.
Can all share the trails.
Yeah.
Hunters.
Yes. Yeah. And so we really also advocate for multi-use trails where it's appropriate. Now, some places, it may be environmentally sensitive, or there may be very good reasons why we shouldn't, for instance, have bikes on the same trails as equestrian riders, because sometimes there's a safety issue for the horse and the rider.
I agree to keep bikers and horses on separate trails.
Yeah.
Pottawatomie.
Yes.
Pinckney, Michigan is one of those trails down by north of Ann Arbor.
Yep. And Waterloo area.
Great trails down there.
Beautiful. Beautiful new trail down there.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, if you're just tuning in, I'm attorney Todd L. Levitt. You are listening to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. We're speaking with my friend, Melissa Workman, who's a regional director of the International Mountain Biking Association. We've been talking about having her on for a long time to promote biking safety, everything to do with biking and the association, which I'm honored to be a part of, and heading up with a number of other great individuals this new chapter here in Mount Pleasant. So if you want to join an IMBA chapter, contact me and we can make you a member. We're going to be very active with conservancy and safety and biking trips. And by the way, we have three great bike shops within range. We have Ray's Bike Shop up in Clare, great people up at Ray's. We have locally in Mount Pleasant, where I practice out of. I mean, I practice around the state, but Motorless Motion. Big shout out to Mike and Allison over there. Motorless Motion, great shop. And then we have Terry's Bike Shop in Alma. So within a geographical range of Mount Pleasant, we have three major bike shops that I support, all three of them, and a great biking community.
And that's so important. Our retail partners across the state are critical to the work that we do. A lot of times they'll offer a IMBA membership with a bike that's purchased, which is fantastic, but also out there on the trails and donating to the local chapters.
How many chapters are now in Michigan?
We have 11. With three coming on board in the next couple of months.
That's amazing. And folks, here's the amazing thing. You have no idea the amazing single track trails that are out there that IMBA has helped to create and build and design. In addition, there's other trails. For instance, just to name a few trails, whether they're IMBA or not, if you live up near Grayling, or you don't even have to live near these places, Melissa, you can just drive there.
You can.
Hanson Hills. Hanson Hills is so beautiful up in Grayling, Michigan. It's like being in another state.
Yep. It's beautiful. And there's a lot of trail building happening right now, a lot of exciting new projects across the state. Copper Harbor up in the Upper Peninsula is a world-class mountain biking center now. People are coming from all over the world to bike there.
It's the Moab of the
Midwest. It is Moab. It's absolutely incredible. Marquette. But we, down here in the Lower Peninsula, have a host of trails to brag about and are becoming destinations as well.
Arcadia.
Boyne City has a new trail going in right now.
Tough Avalanche. Trails. Love them. Yes. Tough trails.
Brand new DTE Energy Foundation trail down in the Waterloo area. So Pinckney, that you were just talking about. A lot happening over on the west side of the state where I live. It's keeping me very busy.
We have in Rockford, the Merrill
yes,
Trail.
Yes, Merrill and Luton.
Oh, mm-hmm. Great trails. And also, you know, there's a group of volunteers who I hope to make part of our IMBA chapter here.
Yeah.
My buddy Kenny. Kenny knows who he is.
You're calling him out right now.
Calling Kenny out over there. And the group of his volunteers built the Mid-Michigan Trail behind Mid-Michigan Community College.
Oh, yeah.
I actually sponsor two races there each year, the Rust and the Sweat Shaker. Vaughn up there with Kenny yep. and those guys and women, like Sally down in where we're at here, have done a great job.
Yeah. That volunteer help is critical. Yep. First of all, they bring the passion and the understanding and the know-how and want to build great trails, but I can't build all the trails.
Right, right. But you'd be, you know, folks, there's a multitude of sites where you can find these great single tracks.
Yes.
And if you're not biking and you're using a multi-use trail, bikers are very respectful of people using the trails. A biker will let you know that he or she is coming.
Yes.
They're not just going to come up on you. And folks, here's another thing. If you're on a trail, and look, I've walked my dogs without leashes on trails, but if you're on a trail, no matter what type of trail that is, and your dogs are not on leashes, which, okay, follow the laws and ordinances, but if they're not on the leashes, be sensitive that there's people biking and with kids coming by, because we don't want to be chased by dogs. That's
no.
a big deal.
No. Or crash into dogs.
Or crash
people.
Into dogs. We yeah. don't want the dogs getting hurt. We don't want to get hurt. Nobody wants to get hurt. Hey, we have to go to break, Nick and Melissa Workman. When we come back from break, I have another medical marijuana facilities update and more information about biking throughout the state of Michigan. We'll be right back.
Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law. Lawman is putting an end to my running, and I'm so far from my home.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. And can I just say, I love doing this show. I love hearing from listeners that, you know, we now have, I'm proud to say, 52 and a half listeners. We had a pregnant lady. She gave birth to a beautiful baby boy. So not that made it a full listener. And now we have a nice lady who's 3 months pregnant. She listens to the show every Sunday. And now we have another half listener. We have 20 Amish, a couple Mennonite, and the rest.
Good for you.
A terrific group of men and women.
Yeah.
So you wanted to know why I call her Nick. All of a sudden, like 3 weeks ago, I had an ADD moment, which I am. I'm not making fun of people because I am legitimate. And I just started calling her Nick.
I like it.
I did too.
You like it?
She loves it.
It looks like she loves it.
I have a story. That's Melissa Workman, if you're just tuning in, from the International Mountain Biking Association, which I am proud to be a member of. And part of a chapter now here in Mount Pleasant that we just launched. And we're inviting individuals to become members and active in everything that IMBA does. And we'll get to that in a moment. But there's I read an article in Bloomberg Business Week last week. You know, because marijuana is now recreational and legal in states such as Washington and Colorado, you know, the question is, if somebody's operating a motor vehicle, how can they determine the THC levels? Well, a May study from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety concluded that there is not a reliable link, folks, between impairment and the level of THC as far as the psychotropic pot agent in THC in the driver's blood. But nonetheless, in many states, the legal limit is based on blood concentration. How do you figure that out? So the government and other people who are professionals decided to find a chemist who could build a breathalyzer for weed. So
wow.
There you go. They're building a weed breathalyzer. And the interesting thing is the chemist, his name is Herb. No joke, Herb. So Herb is actually a renowned chemist who has created a multitude of other devices to test chemicals that have helped the government and the military. So this guy knows what he's doing. But if you go to Bloomberg Business Week and just type in building a weed breathalyzer, it's pretty interesting how they did this study. And they did it all types of different ways. They had volunteers who smoked different strains of marijuana and consumed various types of food to determine what actually was being tested. So there's a lot more work to be done, but I have a big problem with people pulled over for operating with the presence of drugs and when they, you know, took one hit of a one hitter, and now they're charged with operating with the presence of drugs under Michigan law. So it's just it's all over the place.
Yeah.
But it's getting better because the governor did sign, you know, these House bills and Senate bills that they combined into three laws, and I'm pretty excited about that. So, and we have more information in the next segment here coming up with that. Back to Melissa Workman. Tell us more about what the International Mountain Biking Association does throughout the communities.
Sure. Well, through our chapters, which we have over 200 across the country, we work with the chapters directly and help them develop their chapters, build their membership, but also increase their advocacy efforts locally. We have a mountain biking patrol program nationally where we train people to be essentially first responders on bikes, and they go to different events and hang out at resorts where there's biking and help people out. We have an instructor certification program, which is renowned nationally, and people can go and get, I think, three different levels of mountain biking certification for coaching. Model trail program, which I just mentioned Copper Harbor. Copper Harbor is one of those model trails in a designated ride center.
Copper Harbor is, if folks go to YouTube and type in Copper Harbor mountain bike trails, it's
crazy.
It's nuts. And on your way there, stop off at Marquette Mountain.
Yeah.
I've got YouTube videos on my channel of Marquette
Mountain. Oh, do you?
Oh, that's an Imba trail.
It is. It was one of the first super scary trails I ever rode. I was terrified.
It is unbelievable.
But beautiful.
It's so beautiful. Get out and pedal, folks.
Get out and pedal. And then we have Trail Solutions, which is our team of super hardworking men and women that go around the country and not only offer advice on how to build sustainable trails, but actually build the trail for different chapters across the country.
There are ways to build trails and there are ways not to build trails.
Yeah.
And you'll know when you go to the trails throughout Michigan which ones are done the right way. Look, I'm not knocking any trail because a trail is a trail. And men and women go out there and they do a good job and they conserve, you know, everything around them. But some of these trails are just ridiculous. And when you're on a bike, it's like being on a human roller coaster.
Yeah.
It's
crazy. They are. And it's so important that they're built the right way to prevent drainage and erosion and to really make not only a good experience for the biker, but more importantly, to make sure that we're building the trail with the environment in mind, the surrounding wildlife and plant habitat.
Speaking of trails, I have a we have a huge race coming up. You'll be there. The Iceman's coming up.
I will be there.
I love the Iceman. Okay, folks, the Iceman. Can you please, and if you don't bike and you want to be part of 10,000, 15,000 people at the finish line.
Big party.
And as a racer myself, with everybody else that I know in the state of Michigan, it's crazy.
Yeah.
What is the Iceman?
Iceman Cometh is a 28 miles mountain bike race. It goes from Kalkaska to Traverse City. It is a point-to-point race. I believe they started with only a couple of hundred people a little over 20 years ago. And Steve Brown, the race director this year, will welcome upwards of 5,000.
It is ridiculous.
And it's not November.
Easy. It's not easy.
And the best part about it, I think, is you never know what the weather's going to be.
It's 3 years
total
ago.
Total gamble. It was a mess.
Mess 3 years ago. In fact, they took us through lumber country. I had my GoPro on that day. I have a video that has thousands of hits called Iceman Mudman.
Yeah.
And it's a cool video because I was on a bike trying to get through the mud and everybody's derailed. I think 500 or 1,000 racers had to drop out.
Yes. And I think the bike shops loved it because there were so many derailleur repairs that had to happen.
Speaking of bike shops, big shout out to Ray's Bike Shop. They have a number of locations and all our sponsors, but the Ray's, Motorless Motion, Terry's Bike Shop. The Iceman, at the finish line, you feel like you're in the Olympics or the X
Games.
You do. It ends at Timber Ridge.
Yes.
And up in Traverse City. It's almost like you're at geez, what the Super Bowl or Olympic Village.
It is.
It's set up like a village with food and beer tent and music and screens to see the racers coming in.
Yeah, Jumbotrons.
Jumbotrons.
Right? Or is that just because I got a concussion? I don't remember.
No, it is.
I felt really big.
It is Jumbotron. It's huge. And look, you don't have to be at a level that I'm at or Melissa's at. If you just pedal, it doesn't matter if you get on your bike and you have to walk. I mean, everybody has to start somewhere. Look, we were born to live. And there's a lot, and I say this every week, there's a lot of people who are sick and disabled and have terminal illness out there, and we support them and care about them. They're our loved ones. But there's a lot of people out there who there's no excuse. Get out, walk, bike, breathe, go outside. There's no reason to be indoors. I don't care what the weather is.
And I think when that race is at its cruddiest, it's there's such camaraderie, like slogging through the mud and thinking you might actually never finish. But Iceman does offer two shorter version races, the Slush Cup and the Snow Cone, for people who want a shorter experience. I think Slush Cup is, Steve's going to kill me, 10 miles?
I'm not sure.
Snow Cone is shorter and more like a kid-friendly race?
I'm pretty close.
Something for everyone.
Something for everyone. And by the way, there are races even throughout the winter now. I have a fat bike, big fat bike, Trek Harley.
Yeah.
And so there's races that start off in the spring from the Barrie-Roubaix, which is down in Hastings.
In Hastings.
We have the big
great story about Barrie-Roubaix, I'll tell in a minute.
Yeah, I want to say there's also the Big M, which is a brutal 100-miler that I have yet to finish. But we're going to go to break. We have one segment left. Mm-hmm. I know you have a story about the Barrie-Roubaix. And I also, when we come back, want to give some more information in regards to House Bill 4209.
Sure.
Your story, then 4209.
4209.
And I'm going to get the coin out of my shoe.
Okay.
Sock. It's in the sock.
Maybe it's gold coin.
You know what? I'm going to just leave it there all day. We'll be right back.
Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law. Lawman is putting an end to my running, and I'm so far from my home.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, live in studio with Nikki Morissette on the board over there, and my good friend Melissa Workman, Regional Director of the International Mountain Biking Association, which I'm honored to be a member of the new Mount Pleasant Mid-Michigan chapter.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to work with you and all the other chapters, and man, I love it. So you have a story, before I get to an update on 4209, you have a story about the Barrie-Roubaix race, which takes place when?
In March. Well, I'm sorry, April. I misspoke. It used to be in March. And it is a gravel road race with several different distances, but it has become so popular. It's the largest gravel road race in the country. And the promoters of that race, Rick Plate and Scott Tenkate, have been so successful at making such a big quality race that really encompasses the community in Hastings. They really get a lot of organizations involved in downtown Hastings, and it brings in a lot of people, which is great for economic development there. But the city of Hastings came back to Rick Plate and Scott Tenkate last year and said, "We so appreciate this race being here. What else can we do to promote cycling in our community, but health and wellness, and help you guys out?" And they were they knew about this park locally that wasn't really being utilized, and they said, "Could we build single track there?" And they said, "Sure."
Wow.
And trail development rarely happens this swiftly and this easily, but
that's awesome.
This now, within the next couple of weeks, the trail construction will begin on the new Hammond Hills Trail there, which I believe is 6 or 7 miles of single track in downtown Hastings.
I love trails everywhere.
Yeah.
Yankee Springs.
Yeah, Yankee Springs is great.
It's great.
Yep.
I think some of the most beautiful trails for mountain biking and multi-use trail, Arcadia, which is in Arcadia, Michigan.
Uh-huh. Glacial Hills.
Glacial Hills and Bel Air, folks.
Yep.
Wow.
Owasapie Scout Reservation.
Where's that?
North of Muskegon in Whitehall.
Well, I got to check that out.
Beautiful. 13 miles.
You know, I want to give a big shout out to Sue Ann,
yes,
who is the director of the Isabella County Parks here in Isabella County. We have Deerfield Park, which is off of M20, folks, and it is such a hidden gem. It's all along the Chippewa River. It's single track. The Isabella County Parks, the men and women do such a great job at maintaining that trail. It's a multi-use trail. And a big shout out to the Chippewa Watershed Conservancy.
Yes.
These men and women, which I'm proud to be volunteering, they have conserved some of the most gorgeous tracts of land throughout Isabella County.
We're so thankful. We are fortunate to be able to have a lot of land conservancy partners across the state. We wouldn't have the single track that we have without those conservancies.
So check out the Isabella Parks website, but also check out the Chippewa, I hope I'm saying this right, the Chippewa Watershed Conservancy website, and make donations to what these men and women do. And I'm proud to have volunteered. They bought a new track of land, beautiful piece of land called Bundy Hill, which is West Isabella County. And if you haven't seen Bundy Hill, folks, I can tell you this. It's in Isabella County. It's 1,300 feet above sea level. If you walk it, it's actually higher than walking up Crystal Mountain, Cabra Fay. It is the most amazing piece of land. And again, kudos to all the, there's a lot of companies and individuals and families that donate to the conservancy to make that possible. So as someone
that's
who
great.
Loves the outdoors, I thank you and what those people do.
Yeah, that's great. It sounds like that might be the highest in lower Michigan.
I may be exaggerating, but it's 1,300 feet.
It's pretty high.
Rick provided my buddy Mike Clark, who's part of what we're doing here.
Yeah.
I call him the Hammer.
I've heard.
With that, he's a great biker. We got Malcolm Fox. We got some amazing bikers in this area.
Yeah.
A lot of women, too. They're awesome.
I'm glad that there's a chapter coming here.
The chapter is here.
Present progressive.
I mean, it's here. We're
the chapter has arrived.
The chapter has arrived. The IMBA chapter here in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, which really encompasses what geographical area?
Well, that will be determined, but I can tell you that I work very closely with the Michigan Mountain Biking Association, which is a conglomerate of all 11 chapters here in the state of Michigan. So each chapter sends a representative to serve on the MMBA board. And we recently had strategic planning in August and identified this area as one that had a gaping hole, and we needed to get something going here. So the timing is perfect.
And Clark gets credit for reaching out to you.
He does.
Mike Clark.
Yes.
He reached out to you, and then he reached out to me, and you guys are communicating, and I'm trying to communicate with you, but you're communicating with him, and I'm so excited that
to call me.
What's that?
You had to call me.
I had to call you because I just had to be part of this.
Yeah.
This is huge. We've needed this here.
Yeah,
everything
I agree.
That IMBA does, and again, this is the last segment, and I want to get to some licensing board updates. But
yeah.
International Mountain Biking Association, what are some of the other things it does?
So we have a very robust government relations program. So not as relevant here in Michigan because we don't happen to have any wilderness or really large national parks, short of Sleeping Bear National Dunes. Really gets engaged anywhere where there maybe currently is trail, where trail is threatened because of maybe a wilderness designation, which is a designation that protects the land. But oftentimes when that happens, it means that they will cut off any mountain biking access.
You know, I want to mention, by the way, I don't know why during this conversation I was thinking about this. Hunting season is here.
Yeah.
And I would like to say that if you're biking and you're biking in an area that's open to hunters, please respect the hunters.
Absolutely.
I'm a hunter, okay, and I'm a biker. And I try not to go biking where I know there's hunters who are hunting certain areas. One, for my safety and their safety.
Yeah.
Okay. Hunters can only hunt at certain times of the year, albeit we have a right to bike year-round, which I do. But I try to stay off certain trails in certain areas, respecting that these hunters, as I am, can only hunt and in a short window of time. So, but if you are biking on state trails where there's hunting that's allowed,
mm-hmm.
Wear orange.
Make sure you're aware of what the season is and that there's biking or that there might be hunting going on. Listen, these are trails for everybody. And in order for us to be at the table, we want to have etiquette and be respectful of what everybody is doing so we all get access.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Great advice from Melissa Workman, Regional Director of the International Mountain Biking Association. And we invite you to come back on the show whenever you're in this area helping our new local IMBA chapter and give more information. But I do have another question for you, but I have to give out some information here real quick. So as everybody knows, the governor signed, the dotted line, and we not... The citizens will have five types of businesses that they can get licensed for: the grower, the processor, the provisioning center, the secure transportation, the safety compliant facility. The board, there's going to be a board that's created within LARA. And these board members, which are five of them, will oversee everything. And folks, the board has broad powers. If you obtain one of these licenses in 2017 going into 2018, a year from now, you basically have no Fourth Amendment rights. So if the board authorizes law enforcement or someone on their behalf to enter your facility, they have a right to audit your books, interview your employees. They can look at everything and anything, and you have to comply. If you do not comply, it will go back to the board. So, and that's really important. And there's also going to be, and this is interesting, a marijuana advisory panel. Melissa, I hope you don't mind me mixing in biking with marijuana.
No,
I'm not advocating, you know, marijuana and get behind the wheel of any machinery, a motor vehicle, or even a bike for that matter. We're sort of talking about two things here, marijuana and biking.
Well, I think the laws to me are so obscure and confusing that I don't think you could give enough information.
And that's
people.
Why on the Title 11 Law Show, we're trying to do both right now. But this is my fake radio voice. It's a rock show and a law show. Nick's over there on the soundboard. The marijuana advisory panel, which is created within the Department of LARA, will consist of 17 members, including the director of the state police, the director of the state's Department of Health and Human Services, one representative, a grower, one representative, a processor, a representative, a city, village, county, sheriffs. So they're trying to get a broad panel. So there's some more information. And each week we're going to be giving out more information. And by the way, folks, I said it before, I'll say it again. I consider myself to be one of the top marijuana licensing legal cannabis attorneys. I don't know how else to put that in the state of Michigan. So if you're interested in going into the legal business of marijuana, make sure you contact my office. And on the 28th of this month, we have the Cannabis Legal Group at the Comfort Inn together with Levitt Law Firm putting on a big seminar. There's still some seats available. Go to centralmichiganlawyer.com or their website and you can register. So, Melissa, again, I want to thank you for everything you do on behalf of not just those that love to bike, but I mean, it takes someone like you to, you know, be that leader, and we really appreciate everything you do.
Oh, sure. It's an honor, actually, and that sounds trite, but it's absolutely true. It's, you know, I get to work in the field that I happen to love.
What kind of
eating in?
You have a fat bike or a 29er?
I have both.
You have both?
Yeah.
Okay.
I could have 10 more and I maybe wouldn't be enough.
Well,
that sounds greedy.
It's just it's not greedy. You're the regional director of IMBA, International Mountain Biking Association. I can't say that enough.
No, IMBA.
Imba. It reminds me of Kimba, the white lion is her name. Nobody wants to hear me do karaoke of Kimba the White Lion from my childhood from the early, you know,
60s. I think we all do.
Yeah. But hey, again, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah.
And we'll have
you
back on after the Iceman. How's that?
That will be great because I'm racing this year.
So am I.
Last year I rode my bike to Iceman and watched.
No.
Yeah.
We're going to.
Two of my friends and I.
I hope I see you on the course. You'll be ahead of me, but I will not be ahead of you. It depends what wave you start.
True.
Hey, we have to go. This was a great show. Nikki, Melissa, again, thank you so much, folks. That was Melissa Workman, the regional director of the International Mountain Biking Association, which I'm a proud member of and also part of the new chapter here in Mount Pleasant. Nikki, what a show.
Great show.
No, we don't even have time to chit-chat. Nick, T-O-double-D, we got to go.
We got to go.
Thank you to all our sponsors.
Yes, thank you.
If you missed the show, what can they do?
iTunes, Podbean, and SoundCloud.
And be sure to look up the imba.com, imba.com. Become active. Contact my office if you want to join our chapter. We'll see you same time, same place next week, Nick.
Yep, we'll be here.
What do we say?
Not just a litigator.
I'm an advocator. Nikki, take us out with some sticks.
Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station. The Todd L. Levitt Law Show is brought to you by Chad Melly Well Drilling in Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes in Mount Pleasant, Harrison Power Sports, and the Sour Apple Smoke Shop in Mount Pleasant, the best damn smoke shop around.